of the Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Dr. Haber, just take a quick note on Raiden Krutz, R-A-T-D-E-N. It's like, excuse me, R-A-I hyphen D-E-N, last name C-R-O-Y-T-S. Birthday 1/3/19, dictation 10/5/24, patient seen with just complaints of fever, reported to be 103, with right ear pain for the past 2 days. Review of symptoms, recent right ear pain seen 2 days ago without temperature, referred to ENT with history of recurrent ear problems. Past history, taken Zyrtec prescribed 3 days ago by primary doctor. General appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. TMs are cured by wax with tenderness to external pin, trachus and external PINNAE. Neck supple without masses, lungs calcification percussion, heart rate rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, again, maybe your tenderness, extremity, skin, neurological, all this in normal limits. Patient had testing for COVID, flu, and flu all negative. Was given ibuprofen after being given Tylenol at home several hours ago. With repeat Tylenol here to bring temperature down to 101.4. Again, observed with no acute distress. Ambulating and interactive. Felt stable, determined to be stable for release. Was given prescription for Cibrodex and amoxicillin for possible otitis, suspected otitis externa, possible externa media with pyrexia. Patient advised to go to Texas Children's Hospital tomorrow or the next day if fever doesn't subside or condition doesn't clear. We follow up with regular doctor on Monday to see, have ear evaluation in the future. If doesn't, go to Texas Children's Hospital as soon as possible. But immediate attention has to be given to pyrexia with possible otitis media versus other etiology. And to be evaluated at Texas Children's Hospital. If doesn't, continue to improve and clear with observation medications. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.